going in.
The police in town are supposed to maintain.
Low and over.
Just to get you to pronounce law, I think, is the point of that one. If you have a sick friend, he's not doing better, if you ask how he is, say it seems.
You're not getting better.
Would you say it seems life, or it seems as if, or it seems as though?
Seems as though he's not getting any better.
Okay, and if you were given your choice of two things, you might say, I'd rather have this and if you were given that.
I'd rather have this than that.
Or instead.
Of this, I'd rather have that.
Say that word.
That?
The word I just said.
What, you say instead?
If two people were not members of a church, you'd say they did what?
Going to church.
That's it. 7. If it were getting chilly outside, instead of saying it's getting very chilly or a little chilly, you might say it's getting, using something in front of chilly, it's getting very
chilly.
And if you have a choice, you might say, I'd rather do this than that.
I'd rather do this than that.
And if, what would you say to a friend you hadn't seen in a long time?
Joy, good to see you.
Would you ever say, I'm proud to see you?
Yeah, well, good to see you.
I just lost my place. I need this one. If you owned a huge amount of land, you'd say he owns a what of land? Not a certain amount, but. Would you ever say right small amount of land?
No.
You don't say that.
Yeah.
What might you say that's stronger than yes?
Stronger than what?
Yes. You know, to be very emphatic about saying yes.
If you're
agreeing with somebody, instead of just saying yes, what might you say instead? You know, would you say certainly or sure or what?
Well, if you're agreeing with somebody,
there's no way I can ask those. You might say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was,
dadgone cool out there.
Okay.
They won't even say cool, but the time, I said that to every time.
Well, actually, it wasn't the cool. That gum was fine in there.
Okay.
And when you're asking a friend about their health, he said good morning, you might say,
how you been feeling?
And when you're introducing a stranger, you might say,
introduce a stranger, say, what do you mean?
How?
Nice to meet you.
Would you say, how do you do?
How do you do?
Well, I don't know.
How do you do? Nice. Well, after you meet him, I guess you say, well, nice to meet you.
Okay.
How do you do?
If you want somebody to come another time, you say,
come back and see me again.
And instead of just saying thank you, you might say, I'm much.
Come back. I don't say much of black, man. But you have to word. You don't say that anymore. Say that anymore.
And if you're not sure whether you will have time or not, you say, I have blank out time.
I think I'll have time.
I had to go downtown to do some. If you're not sure, my storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped my package.
When I got home, I
unwrapped it.
If you sold it for less than you paid, you'd say, I had to sell
it. Took a loss on it.
You admire it, but you don't have enough money. I like it, but it's
blank. That's too much.
Boy, you couldn't have done this before. The bill is.
Bill is too.
On the first of the month.
My bill is due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
If you have any money, you go to the bank and try to
cash a check.
Or no, you can't.
Borrow.
Okay.
Borrow the money.
But the banker says the money is
tight.
Or in the 30s, money was
scarce. In the 30s, money was scarce.
Right. That's the word.
Tight.
He ran down the springboard and he
jumped. Dive. Dove.
Quit.
What do you want?
Which one do you want?
Go, Lord.